The Morning Rush podcast is brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up with Bud Light for game days and check out Budweiser's limited edition Freedom Reserve. Please drink responsibly.
They're going to run and get that boot.
This game's still alive and the Hawks have a first down.
Who wants to talk football?
It's Ronnie Wingo, number 20. Touchdown, Arkansas.
They talked the bar.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast.
When it comes to some of the traditions of Thanksgiving, whether it's the type of food you eat, because let's be honest, as far as the food holidays, Thanksgiving is the gold standard. It is the biggest.
No question.
The best.
No question.
There's no contest. So if you love food, you love Thanksgiving. It's also great because it's one of the few holidays that are intertwined with football, where when you think Thanksgiving, you think football. Yeah. Whether it's the Detroit Lions and the Dallas Cowboys playing on Thursday every single year, or if you have some college football revolving around it. And it's not necessarily just on Thanksgiving. It's a Thanksgiving weekend when it goes into rivalry weekend. So you have the best food holiday and a holiday intertwined with football. Those two things alone is what makes it the best holiday for me and how much fun it is. Because, Tommy, I know you like food. At least I heard. Rumor has it.
You just look at me. You look me up and down, and you say, "Oh, you like food? Well, what's up with that?"
Well, rumor has it. Reporting.
Man, I don't understand why you
breaking news.
You judge like that.
Yeah. You know? And you love football,
mm-hmm.
So I mean, it just goes hand in hand.
Do you think golf any this weekend?
I mean, I do now. Not normally, but I do now with Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it officially called the match?
The match. I'm as big a golf fan as anybody, but I don't know that. I don't know how. I guess if I can find a place, it's probably not something I'm going to do at my house because I don't know that I can. The problem is, I really wish they had not put it this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you wait till the weekend after championship games?
When
I guess it didn't
really
fit Tiger's schedule because this is all about
Tiger.
Yeah, too close to Christmas or something. How good would that have been when we didn't have any football competing with it?
Oh, if it was the main sporting event of the weekend, you couldn't miss it.
I could have charged more and got more.
Yep. Was it $20 on pay-per-view?
$19.95, yeah. So it's not a cost thing for me. It's you want to pay $20, and I know I'm not going to have 5 hours to dedicate to watching those two guys play each other. Matt, and what was going to be very entertaining.
Yeah, because I remember when this was first announced, you were all about it. And you said, this is going to be fun. But then the weekend.
Then they gave the date. And I'm like, You know.
Kind of put a damper on all of it.
Right, because it's right in the middle of college. I mean, it's going to be right in the middle, right, of the Arkansas-Missouri game, number one, which, given my druthers, I'd probably rather pay $20 to watch two guys that are past their prime play golf.
But yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So now you have even a bigger weekend when it comes to sports and mm-hmm. whatnot. But, you know, are you gonna be staying here in Fort Smith for your holiday,
yeah,
though?
Yeah,
okay.
All the family's here.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Well, because here's the thing. I know it's a What's Your Beef Wednesday, and we'll have that around 8 o'clock this morning. Rumor has it Nick Mason may be showing up. We'll see. He may have started celebrating
Someone
Thanksgiving
just came
early.
In the door out front. Ty, we may have to.
Yeah, we need to have you play security guard in here just to make sure nobody's messing around and doing stuff. He's going to come in scaring us or anything. But, you know, it makes me wonder, though, since it's Thanksgiving Eve, what is your favorite Thanksgiving tradition? Because everybody's got their own, and some of them are very cliche. Like, for instance, the dad carving the turkey. Like, that has to be one of the traditions that you think of in movies. I don't necessarily think that's in my Thanksgiving or has to be done that way. But just overall, any tradition that you personally have that's unique or cliche, whatever it is, what is your favorite Thanksgiving tradition?
Well, I'm awfully nostalgic this week. And probably turkey and dumplings. And
okay.
I'll just tell you, that was something my grandfather on my mom's side, my grandpa Carter, it's a tradition that he passed in 2001. So from and prior to Thanksgiving. And then others in the family have picked that up and carried it on. And I've got the recipe now. But my grandfather did not. My grandmother was the cook, and she was a darn good one. And he rarely, if ever, got in the kitchen. But on Thanksgiving Day, he was in there getting some turkey broth out of the turkey and hand-rolling out the dumplings. hand cutting the dumplings. These are made from scratch.
Those are the best.
Homemade dumplings. And it's a tradition that I've tried to carry on in my house. And in fact, when I leave here a little bit later, I got to go get some turkey legs to boil for some turkey stock. And we'll be doing that. So that's probably one of my favorite traditions because it's a link to my heritage, that something that my grandfather did. And we only got it twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't something like, hey, we're going to do this in February because it's a cold Saturday. We're going to make turkey. No. And whoever has turkey and dumplings, you have chicken and dumplings. Well, no, we had turkey and dumplings. So to me, that's sentimental and nostalgic and a great piece of Thanksgiving that we don't have Thanksgiving mm-hmm. without turkey and dumplings. He did them on Thanksgiving. He did it at Christmas. And that was the only two times a year you got it. And that's the only two times a year I saw my grandfather in the kitchen.
Well, and the thing is I bet you that it made it that much more sweeter when you were able to get it for just those small portions of time.
Like, it didn't matter what was going on. It didn't matter what. I mean, of course, you know, you weren't going to ever miss family Christmas or family Thanksgiving. But you would lay in bed at night in like October waiting for that, you know. And you didn't want to be late. You know, if you got caught up. You know, and as I got older and got married for the first time and had more family obligations and places to be, and it came up one year, well, maybe we should be at my family's rather mm-hmm. than your family's. I said, well, you can go to your family's, but I'm going to my Grandpa Carter's and having some turkey and dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what led to the divorce. But, yeah.
Mm. See, that's...
Because if you showed up late, there may not be any left.
And that's on you.
Yeah.
That's on you. That's your fault. That's a good one.
No, so I'll be carrying on a Carter family tradition on my mom's side of turkey and dumplings. That's one of my favorite traditions.
Well, see, I kind of have two that are a little unique, and one's a little different, and I'll have to explain it. But my first one, of course, is having to go to Rabbit Ridge, Arkansas for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I mean, that my late grandfather, who passed away in 2012, he hated Christmas, but he
Why did he hate Christmas?
Well, it's because when he was a young kid, his dad had left him around Christmas time with their family. So he always had a little bit of the stain for it.
Sorry, I asked.
Yeah. Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks.
Yeah, you feel like a jerk. but, I mean, there was other reasons, too, but that was the main one. But he loved Thanksgiving. I mean, Thanksgiving was his holiday. He loved it. And so anytime we went to Rabbit Ridge, it was my grandfather's holiday. He was the biggest fan of it. He enjoyed having the family around and, of course, having the most, you know, all the cliche foods and whatnot. So that's one of the traditions. But the other one that's kind of off the wall, now this is a funny one, but it's true. Anytime that there is a new James Bond film, me, my dad, and my brother have to go see it during Thanksgiving weekend when it's out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I don't know what made it that point. I think it was when my dad and his dad kind of started that tradition because they were both big James Bond fans, carrying on that tradition too. But if there is a James Bond movie out during the Thanksgiving holiday, me, my brother, and my dad, we have to go see it. And in Rabbit Ridge, they don't have a movie theater. I know that may be shocking to you, Tommy, but they don't have a
no
movie
Malco,
theater.
No Malco? No Carmike?
Nope, nothing down there. So we have to travel into the city.
No IMAX?
Nope. Hopefully they're getting one soon, though. I think they put in a plan for it. But we have to travel into the city, whether it's Conway or Little Rock or whatever, to go see a movie. So those are the two things that we have. Of course, you have
food. You don't go into Damascus for that?
No, Damascus doesn't. They don't have one either, surprisingly. I know. But, you know, they got
how
a
about Greenbrier? Bologna.
No, we go through there, though.
Or El Paso.
I mean, they got...
Get them all.
Yeah, you got all the cities around that area. So we'll travel into that and do that. But and then also, if it's a food tradition, cheesy potatoes are kind of the thing that we have in our family that's pretty unique. It's a cheesy potato.
Yeah,
so.
My mom will make broccoli casserole and baked beans and green... You got to have the green bean casserole.
Oh, yes. That's a must.
See, and the desserts are fine. But that's not what Thanksgiving, and I'm not a big pumpkin pie guy. I can take it or leave it. I don't hate pumpkin pie, but I don't lay awake at night thinking, boy,
I can't wait till the meal gets over
so I can have some pumpkin pie. Now, my kids and my wife, they think pumpkin pie is like the only pie.
That's fine.
It's okay. But
it's all right.
They said if pumpkin pie was the only pie, and they said you can't have any more pie the rest of your life, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'd be the same way.
Now, peach pie or peach cobbler or anything with peaches, I'm all in.
Let me ask you this. Is it pecan pie or pecan pie?
Or pecan. I saw this on Facebook, someone talking about the proper pronunciation.
Yeah. How do you pronounce it?
Pecan.
Okay.
But I
do too.
If you say pecan pie, I'm not going to say, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, you're not going to start freaking out on somebody.
What is this?
Yeah, what is this sorcery that you're talking about? Yeah, no, I'm not
going to be lost.
No.
I don't know exactly what you mean.
No, I've always found that funny too, because my grandmother says Caro nut pie.
Say again?
Caro nut.
Don't know that one.
See, I'm
not familiar with that word.
I wasn't either until my grandmother started using it. So I don't know. Maybe more people have heard about it. I don't know if this is like an old timey thing or whatever, but you seem pretty old timey. So if you haven't heard of it, then that's saying something. I don't know.
To me, old timey is like minced meat and rhubarb, you know? That's about us.
Heading down to the pharmacy for some pop candy and some, you know, cherry pecan ice cream, something like that.
Minced meat pie.
Yeah.
You ever had any of that?
I have not.
Or rhubarb?
Never had rhubarb. When I think of rhubarb, I think of the... Isn't that what it's called? Rebar, maybe?
Like rebar? Like what goes in concrete?
Yeah, that's what I think of when I hear that word. So I was like,
rebar pie.
No, I wouldn't think that would probably taste very good. So, but
a little crunchy.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about today. What's your favorite Thanksgiving tradition? Is there something in your family that you do? We'd love to hear about it. 877-377-6963.
And then you're going to be complaining you're hungry because people are going to call in here and talk about...
Hey, it's the teaser.
You know, Mamaw's homemade rolls or something, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, you can't have Thanksgiving without good rolls, can you?
No.
Arkansas's home for the best sports talk. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Adams with it at the 45. Adams skip it. Adams gets outside. Watch out. Hits the sideline. The Jet. Touchdown, Arkansas.
Now, we've been talking about our Thanksgiving traditions with on Thanksgiving Eve. Everyone's getting set up for the holidays, and everyone has a certain dish that they have to have, or a side item, or a main entree, or something that they do with the family, or some place that they go. Everyone's got their own Thanksgiving traditions, and some of these are pretty great, by the way, that we're getting in on Twitter at Hit That Line AR. One guy says, this is, I didn't have a name to it, so I won't mention his name, but he says taking a nap. That may be a fantastic Thanksgiving tradition.
Glorious.
To be able, after all that turkey and all that food, to just go in a food coma and fall asleep on your couch while the Dallas Cowboys or the Detroit Lions are playing football. That's a big one.
And it has to be between the hours of 2 and 4 or 2 and 5 for you to really be able to enjoy. Because anything any later than that, you're going to sleep for the night. So. Mm-hmm. I like that one.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, too. How long of a period do you have to wait until you eat again after Thanksgiving? Do you normally? I mean,
After the first time you eat?
Yeah, like...
Or after Thanksgiving Day?
Well, what time do y'all have Thanksgiving? Because every family does it different.
I mean, I think we've always usually done it in the early afternoon, like 2 p.m., 3 p.m., somewhere in there.
Ours is about 10-15 a.m. Ranges.
Because the last thing you want to do is get up on Thanksgiving and have three eggs and bacon.
No.
And if 2 p.m., by then you're starving.
That's why you have a little snack food throughout the whole day.
Yeah. I like noon. I can make it till noon with not much grazing. And the thing is, if you eat at 11 or 12 or some kind of early, then you can eat again about 3. Then you can eat again about 6 or 7, and make a day of it.
Yeah.
And sometimes then 11.
Really test out the elastic waistband,
But sometimes you have to have all the people in the kitchen preparing that food all morning long, depending on how many people you have and all that.
But I don't care. Everybody's Thanksgiving has at least one person that's bringing some item.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, normally for all the Thanksgivings that I attend, there are multiple people bringing items.
Oh, yeah.
So whoever starts it off, the item, you start off eating off that item, and then somebody else brings something, somebody else brings something, and then it just kind of goes throughout the day.
So what are you bringing to your Thanksgiving?
Me.
You're bringing yourself.
What a treat.
Wow. Have you ever, why? You just said that everybody brings something to Thanksgiving, and you don't bring anything.
Except for me. I mean,
I'm not inviting you to my Thanksgiving.
There's always a couple people that don't go by the rules.
Freeloaders. Freeloaders.
Or that.
See, I can't throw
Ty
stones.
Richardson. I guarantee the chief millennial amongst us.
I know Ty doesn't bring anything.
No. When we had the dip contest the other day, he didn't have anything ready. He had to go back home and get something. for our own little Thanksgiving festivities here in the office.
Explains why he finished fourth.
Yeah.
In the voting contest.
I still want to recount of that election. That's neither here nor there.
Thanksgiving and you know, hey, that's all good. When's the Christmas party? Because y'all haven't experienced the Christmas party.
Oh, you know, Tommy's already decided it's going to be at 11:45 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Thursday.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, yeah. still getting hyped about that Christmas party?
11:45 a.m.
A.m.
It's the same time we did it last year.
You do it at 11:45? I guess
Nick had us all hyped up. Me and Ty talking about, man, just wait until the Christmas party here.
It is. Oh, well, now, I mean, it's not like our former Christmas parties, but.
No, they want to swing from the chandeliers.
No.
And they don't understand there's
it's
people
an adult,
from.
It's an adult
Christmas party where people from, like, all over the state drive in.
Do you at least play, like, Dirty Santa or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
at least
yeah.
there's that. All right.
And there are really good gifts that you have to. That you have to pitch in all of $0 to get
those. That's your type
gifts.
Of party, so I guess we'll be expecting you there.
Yeah,
right?
I'll
right.
be there.
Yeah, he'll be for that one. But well, we're looking forward to that too. But you know, and here's the thing: going back, I can't say anything about not bringing anything to a Thanksgiving deal because I'm probably I have an excuse. Of course, I have a built-in excuse for it. But there are so many people bringing so many different items to our Thanksgiving.
I'm the same way.
That I'm bringing
excuse.
Listen, I'm bringing ice and drinks.
Let's say you could always show up with plasticware, ice.
I'm bringing ice and drinks.
That type of stuff because you never have. No one ever said, "Boy, we got too much ice around here."
Nobody said you ever.
We got too many cups around here.
Got too much.
Too
beer.
Many paper plates. Too many drinks.
Does everybody have, and
no one's ever said that.
There's always that one location that you have Thanksgiving in either every year, every other year, or every couple years that there is not a grocery store within 20 miles
like
of
Rabbit Ridge, Arkansas, where I'm going to be.
That house. Have you heard of Wabasica, Arkansas?
I, what?
Yes, I've heard
Excuse
of
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I think population like 320.
Oh, yeah.
And there is not a grocery store open for about 45 miles.
Yeah.
So whatever's not brought mm-hmm. there, there's not any, oh, hey, little Johnny, can
run
you
down
run
to
down
Walmart.
To the,
yeah,
I'll be back in 2 hours.
Well, see, and that's the problem that we have where I go in Rabbit Ridge is because it's the same way. I think there's a Dollar General about 30 miles away, but, I mean, that's about as close as it gets. So, yeah, it may be that type of setup.
What has helped out Thanksgiving, though, tremendously is now that there's no such thing as Black Friday anymore.
No.
It's Black Week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's just. It's,
no, it is.
Yeah.
And then.
Well, it started the day after Halloween.
It's starting right now.
If you don't catch the week, we'll give you the same deals as long as they're here until Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And now they're doing it like online Black Friday where it's like you don't even have to go out into the stores. I'm like, so what?
Well, they've been doing that, yeah, for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
I remember coming to the radio station or going to a place where we were doing our live show on Friday and the traffic was so bad, you were almost late to work because you didn't plan accordingly. And you're like, where did all these people come from at 5 a.m.? Well, they're out shopping, you know. It's just like another day at 5 a.m. when we come in. There's nobody out there.
Yeah. Well, it's like I mentioned earlier, it's when I worked at Best Buy in high school and early college back, and that was back during the time where it was still a big Black Friday thing. And I remember the craziness that went on. And like where I think we opened at 4 a.m. on Friday. And people were out waiting Thanksgiving night, like camping out waiting. We opened the doors, people come running in, and I'll never forget, it was my second year there. We had a man and a kid. It was really the man. He gets knocked into our big stack of DVD players that we had out there and knocks them over. And I'm like, what is happening? Why are we doing this? What is these people all about?
Well,
there have been a few people that have died.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trampled.
You know me. I'm never for more government, more laws, and more this, and you know, and I'm for free market and capitalism, all that. But this, I might take exception with some of the. I think it's horrible, deplorable, that many of these national retailers are open on Thanksgiving Day. Now, I could see maybe your local grocery store being open till 9 or 10 in the morning for that person that's forgotten, oh, I don't know, milk or eggs.
Important stuff.
You know, but the fact that there are people that have to go in and stock shelves at the big box store on Thanksgiving because of this competition, this race to be first, and you don't get to enjoy Thanksgiving. I mean, it's just to me, that's just horrible. Glad we don't work in a business where we can't be with our families on one of the major holidays of the year. And I feel bad for people that are forced into it by some corporate executive who's, you know, having someone carve their turkey for them.
Yeah.
You know, while they make every, and I'm not ever this way about stuff, but I just think holidays,
ever.
I'm never that way.
And
I'm always just, for let's make every dollar you can make.
I am.
I draw the line at.
I'm just looking at Kraft like, hold on.
Who is this guy? Yeah, I just think Thanksgiving is like the, Thanksgiving and Christmas are the two biggest family holidays, right?
Mm-hmm. That out.
There ought to just be like some kind of truce amongst retailers called, we're all going to close. We're not going to, none of us are going to reopen till 7 a.m. local time.
A gentleman's agreement.
A gentleman's agreement. Yeah. And no one's going to violate it. And that way no one gets a head start on anybody.
Hey, okay, I agree. And I'm going to open up a store that's open one day a year on, or 2 days a year on those 2 days, yeah, where everybody else. And I see where you're coming from.
I just
from,
hate that the person that needs the money, yeah, has to work, but they're missing Thanksgiving time with their family.
Or just have it to where you're doing so much online stuff now, just have it to where you don't open, but you're going to make all your, put all your deals online. I think more people would probably prefer that if you can make it cheaper.
But I'm telling you, you go over to the Walmart right by this building, 2 miles from this building, at Thanksgiving night at 5 or 6,
insane.
It's going to be a circus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody had to get there at noon that day and get all that done. I don't even think they close anymore. I don't even think they close on Thanksgiving. It's just, I hate that.
Put your carts up too when you're on there in the parking lot. When you get done with your Black
Friday.
Well,
that's the best part, right? Seeing how hard you can slam your cart into the corral.
Well, see, that's what I would think, and I'd prefer people to do that. But no, they're just like, yeah, well, somebody else will get this.
There is not a chance. If I go Black Friday shopping,
you're not putting that cart up.
I won't even put it up on regular Wednesday shopping.
What? See, that's just so,
I'm definitely
terrible.
Black Friday shopping? Nah, I'm not putting up. I'm not.
You don't
not
bring anything to Thanksgiving. You don't put your carts up. What are you? I mean,
the best part of putting your cart up is to see how hard can I push this into the corral.
But what if you miss?
Get a running. Well, you, it's 8 feet wide. How can you miss?
Have you seen some of the people around you? They miss. They find a way.
I thought you were talking. I thought you were about to say about Ty Story's throws.
Yeah, it's just his jumper.
That's horrible. We're gonna do the No, nothing like that. Throwing the carts down there. What I've seen people try, and then had to go chase them real quick because they knew it was about to be missed. It's a high risk, high reward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you, put your carts up, people. Even if it's Black Friday, don't listen to Nick. Do that. Whatever happened to the days?
Run them in there as hard as you can.
That's right.
Get. Ram it in there.
Take care of yourself out there, people.
I'm all for that. Yeah. So then they used to have a thing where you put in a quarter to get your cart.
That's an oldie.
I know. And then you get a cart and you get the quarter back whenever you return the cart. Bring that back.
Aldi does that now.
Do that.
I won't ever shop there.
I just go there and look for quarters.
Just for that?
Or I have to go to Tulsa. I go there and get toll fare. You know,
good grief.
Hang out at Aldi's for a while.
Subscribe to the show on iTunes. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Give is to Alex Collins straight up the middle. And Collins on the run. They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house. Touchdown, Arkansas. 80 yards.
Black Friday pricing right now at Harry Robinson Buick GMC, exit 11 off of I-540 in Fort Smith.
What is wrong with you?
I want to complain.
I'm complaining.
I want to complain about
complaining.
I want to complain.
It really pisses me off today.
To simply listen to people whine and complain.
I'm angry. I'm spitting angry. I'm like a tornado of anger swirling about. My heart rate is dangerously high right now.
I'm complaining because not enough people tickle, hug, or smile.
I'm so mad I could eat ball bearings and crap BBs.
It's time for What's Your Beef Wednesday.
What's Your Turkey Wednesday, we'll call it today. And there's a lot of things that I want to get to. I actually have two, so I'm just going to limit it to that. But I'll go ahead and kick us off here. This one is something that I have wanted to mention on my What's Your Beef Wednesday. But since it just happened to be over the week, I'm going to go with this. I have a dog. And I love my dog. I've talked about my dog, Rowdy. He does stuff that make me mad, but still care about him. But you know what? When people come over to my apartment, or I bring him over to other people's apartments or whatever, you know what I make sure of? I make sure that my dog, first off, I wouldn't bring him if he was a misbehaved dog. But I don't let my dog come over into other people's places and jump on them and shoot and go around jumping on things and walking around and being annoying, making a bunch of noises and all that stuff. I just don't do that because I think like that's disrespectful. But when I go over to certain people's houses and they have a big old dog,
He don't bite. He's just a little puppy.
Yeah. Well, listen, I don't mind if it's a big dog or not. But that there's a dog that came to a friend's house, and it's they sit there, and I walk in, and this dog aggressively comes up to me and starts barking at me.
A little uncomfortable.
It is. And so what I would suggest doing is that you go and get your dog and say, hey, get onto your dog and have him go out the room, right? Just get him out of there. That ain't going to happen. No, no, no. This person says to me over the dog barking, oh, don't worry. She's a big sweetheart. It's fine. Just she'll get used to you here in a little bit. And I'm like,
she doesn't bite. Yeah.
Get the dog out of my face is what you need to do. I don't want the dog aggressively barking at me. And
is
I'm
this
not
your girlfriend's dog?
No, no, no. Okay. She doesn't have a dog.
Okay.
This is a friend of a friend.
She just has John.
Yeah, she just has me, which is probably about as useful as a dog. But like when they're doing this and I'm sitting there and I'm like, so I have to sit there and just take this dog barking at me aggressively until the dog feels comfortable enough to leave. I can't move.
Now, is this like an aggressive breed, like a Rottweiler, a Doberman, something that would really, you know,
no, I wasn't ever
make you pee down one leg?
Listen, my problem is I was not in fear of this dog biting me or anything. That's not my fear. My problem is that I have to sit there and let this dog do this until it's done, and then I can go in and join the people and talk to them and all that stuff. But no, it's if that happens, take the dog out, move the dog's side, get onto the dog, keep him from doing that. But when you have someone over to your house, and apparently this dog does it to everybody that comes over, don't have the dog around. Because it is so uncomfortable that I have to sit there and deal with this dog barking at me the whole time. So people with dogs, if you're going to have people over, they're going to be around people, make sure that the dogs act accordingly. You can't force them to do anything because they're dogs, and I get that. But don't try to make it so awkward and uncomfortable for people when they come over to have the dog just sit there and bark at you. It's like another dog that would come up and jump on you. Like, is there any more thing uncomfortable than a dog just jumping all over and he's like, oh, she loves you. She loves new people. No.
The only
get it off of me.
People tell me the same thing about my kids all the time when they come over.
I bet they do.
The only thing worse is I have tenants that will forget to put their dog up, and I'll have to go in and like change a filter for them or do something for them. And when you think there's a dog put up, and as you open the door, the owner is not there and the dog is not put up. Now, that's the only thing worse than that.
Yeah, that gets uncomfortable.
But I'm with you on that.
I just don't understand it. Put your dogs up. Find a different way, but don't have them jumping on me or barking at me or whatever.
And I hate the ones that just go, oh, don't worry. She or he is a little aggressive, but they don't bite. And it's like, how do you know? There's a first time for everything always.
Yeah.
and I don't want to be bit.
So yeah, I know. That's like somebody at a bar coming up to you and just like talking about how they're going to beat you up and stuff. And be like, oh, don't worry about him. He's not going to beat you up. He could.
Hey, the same. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, he could. He's in my face same. About it. So it's like, he obviously could. That's definitely my turkey that I have today. So what do you got, Tommy?
Gas stations.
All right. We all hate gas stations, right?
Particularly the holiday time, everyone's in a hurry, except the guy in front of you at the pump. I don't know where you buy gas, but I buy, when convenient, I'll buy at Sam's, which
right.
I'm telling you, the 8 or 10 cents a gallon you might save, you give back in frustration this time of the year because bless his heart, the elderly gentleman that's in front of and they're three deep. You know, everybody's running circles around the pumps in their car trying to get in there. And they don't know if their gas cap's on the left or the right. And then that becomes a cluster. And so you're in line. You're just waiting your turn. Well, this guy can't figure out whether he's supposed to put his membership card in or his debit card in first. And then, but, okay, you get finally through that painful process. And I always am behind the guy that has a 42-gallon tank to fill.
Like me.
And then they finally finish their business, they get back in their truck, and then I don't know what they do for the next 4 minutes inside their truck while I'm not so patiently waiting behind them to get my fuel because I need to get on the go. So once you get your receipt, could you just pull forward about, I don't know, 12 feet so someone behind you could begin the process of putting half their wallet in the machine to save the 8 cents a gallon and get the hell out of the way, please? Happy Thanksgiving. I would appreciate it.
I don't know what those people do either, because it happens often.
So I'm not the only one.
No.
You're sitting behind there, and they're like, All right. This goes on in,
yep,
after a minute. And I'm not kidding you. 2 minutes. And you're just, what are you doing up, yep, there?
Because here's the thing. Are you
balancing your checkbook?
Be aware of people waiting on you.
Yes.
No matter what it is.
Situational awareness.
That's right. Be aware of it. If someone's waiting on you, move at a little faster pace.
Yes.
Don't mess around. Don't waste time.
Little sense of urgency.
Yes. It's disrespectful. It's the same way, like if it's a packed out parking lot, for instance, at a restaurant or something, and you're swerving around trying to find a spot, and you see someone about to back out. All right, you sit there, you put your clicker on, you're about to, let's all we got to say bye to everybody. Let's open our trunk, yes, and okay, and then let's get in the car and let's, situate a little bit and, make sure we got the right song on, adjust the mirror,
connect my Bluetooth.
Yeah, connect my Bluetooth, look around and everything. Just like, stop it.
Yes.
Move your, what. I get sick and tired of people doing that.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that yells and screams through the dashboard at people.
My most said word in my car is go, because I get people move so slow on certain things like that. So I'm with you, Tommy. I'm with you on that one.
And do you attach anything to that go, like, go?
No, I just say
beep,
go.
Beep, beep.
Yeah, like a Volkswagen.
Tommy's steering wheel's probably heard a lot of wrath from Tommy.
I melted that thing a long time ago.
Probably so. So you got a beef, Nick?
Yeah, I do. I have two quick ones. One, you're not going to understand, John, but Tommy understands. The worst thing about holidays. What's the worst thing about holidays, Tommy?
For me, and I don't have this problem now because all the family lives here, but when you have to decide.
Do you travel?
I used to have to do exactly what you're talking about, and it sucked.
What was the worst part about that, though?
Because you had to fight with your wife about where you were going to go, or you had to disappoint your grandmother, who you have not missed their Thanksgiving in your entire life, or you had to make your aunt mad, or something, because you're. And you had to choose.
And now, hold on.
And then if you show up, it's all right, honey, you go. And then they take the kids, and you show up without the grandkid or something. Well, then they didn't want to see you anyway. They only wanted to see the kid.
That is the worst thing
about
it.
That is the worst. I hated holidays back then.
And what's even worse.
Terrible.
What's probably on the same level. Then, whenever you decide and one party is upset, you still have to go to wherever you're traveling with your kids. Or with your kid. And, ma'am, traveling with a kid.
Remember that movie Four Christmases?
Uh-uh.
It was the, God almighty.
I wonder if FedEx.
Superstars are in it.
Vince Vaughn?
Vince Vaughn was in it.
Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah. And they normally made all these excuses to their families, and they went to a Caribbean island to get out of town so they didn't have to do the family hopping thing.
Yes.
Well, then their flight got lost, and the news put them on, so they ended up having to go to Four Christmases, thus the name. And it was just everyone out there that particularly comes from a divorced home feels that pain. Knows that pain. Particularly when all those places are like 90 miles apart. Boy. Yeah.
I wonder if FedEx can ship my daughter to,
You can have a Uber.
Well, you got a private plane.
Yeah.
You have access to private aircraft all day, every day.
I mean, yeah, but private means from the public. It still means that I'm still privately going to be annoyed.
Yeah. Just do what they did in the old days. They put a kid on a bus and send them on.
But even, you don't even have to go. Just once you get married, you double up the number of places you got to go.
Yeah.
And then if there's been divorces on that side, it's double. It's like a family tree. And you got to see every branch
and
every limb, every leaf. Yeah. So how many meals can you eat?
Yeah,
and then you show up at like the third one. You show up at the third one and you say, "Hey, I'm just going to have a piece of pie." Do you mean you're not going to eat? We fixed all this food and now you're not going to eat? No, I've already eaten twice and it's 2 o'clock. Oh, well, we made your favorite turkey and dressing. Yeah, I've had it twice already. Thank you. No mashed potatoes or mac and cheese for you? No, I'm full. Well, here, just let me fix you a little plate. And then they bring you out a platter,
And they're going to force it down.
Here, let me grab the kitchen spoon and shove it down your throat while I'm at it. Yeah.
And my second beef is, whenever Razorback sporting events know that there's not going to be a lot of people in town or not going to be a crowd, because there's a basketball game. Is today Wednesday? Yeah.
Yeah, it's tonight.
So there's a basketball game tonight. I just wish they did something more to, give away tickets or, I don't know, like, raffle off something. I don't know. Like, I just think that, over the holidays, whenever...
Don't schedule a dadgum game the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The only reason you do it is because you know there will be a good TV audience. Because everybody's home, or should be, a good TV audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. There ain't going to be nobody there.
But I don't know. It's Montana State. You're going to... This would be the night to have a marquee name come in. Not Montana State.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, no, that's the way they wanted to do it, though. That's for sure.
So. As a player, you got to hate that. Night before Thanksgiving, got a game.
You know, but...
Probably didn't cross your mind that.
In basketball, though, you actually, kind of like you said earlier, you've missed so many Thanksgivings dating back to whenever you're... You know,
yeah, but
a
you
freshman.
Could have played Tuesday night,
yeah,
been true. Off Wednesday and Thursday, back there Friday to play Saturday.
True. Well, no, yeah, but you're gonna play. You'd play Tuesday, then you'd have a shoot around or like you know a shoot around maybe Wednesday, but you definitely wouldn't be going home.
Stinks. Yeah, that stink all around. So
there you have it. There's your What's Your Turkey Wednesday.
That's a pretty good one.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.